Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We have to tackle somebody else's problem here. It is a woman named Anne who's having some sort of trouble with her mom.
Mom?
That can't be good. So, Anne?
Yay.
Yay.
Welcome to Other People's Problems. What's happening?
First of all, let me tell you guys, you play the best music.
Aww.
I just love you.
Thank you, Anne.
It's like you guys know what we want to hear at certain times of the day or something. It's just amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now we really want to fix your problem. How can we help?
I need a little advice. My mom, she was not the best mom. Sorry.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so she wasn't a great mom. Some people aren't supposed to be mothers. She was not supposed to be.
Take your time, Anne.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is tough.
My grandparents raised me, and they were amazing. And my mom lived off the child support because she was doing drugs and alcohol and the whole thing.
Okay.
She was just a zero, like just completely not a productive member of society. So that's that. So recently she gets into a car accident, which was actually good because it gets her off the road. It gets her in the hospital. They treat her, you know, all that.
Oh, wow.
But she's got nobody to take care of her, right? It's just me. And I'm the kind of person that I wouldn't leave a stray cat, out in the cold. So, I mean, why do that to a human, right? You know?
Right.
So I've thought about, like, the caregiving that's needed, and it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem doable right now. And honestly, I don't have time for her. And I told her I don't have any interest in enabling her life, her poor choices, what she did to me. And I'm refusing, but I feel really guilty. And I just want to know what I should do, if I'm making the right choice.
So she has no one else to turn to. There's no siblings. There's no aunts, uncles, cousins. It's you or whatever
nobody.
Government supplies for her.
Yeah. Or like her quote friends on the street, you know, that wouldn't be any help whatsoever.
And in a lot of these cases, I know it angers Steve, but it's like blood. I've always say blood is thicker than water, but in this case, it's kind of not, right?
Thank you.
Because
I've never agreed with that.
She has not exhibited her half of the blood
at all,
right? So, but as a human, Anne, like if you wouldn't leave a stray cat out,
but the stray cat's never harmed Anne or neglected Anne.
Wow.
Or, yeah.
Ooh.
Great point.
Yeah.
What's the upside if you, if you help her, you're the better person.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's, I'm 100%, anybody who knows me at all, I'm scorched earth. You hurt me and I'm done with you.
Boom.
I won't return your text. Like, I forget that you existed.
There it is.
Legit. I don't know that I could do that.
So family matters. The blood part does matter for you, though, at least.
I want it to not,
right.
But it does. But I've not been, I have estrangement from my family,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't, Anne is clearly hurt.
Right.
Estrangement and harm are two completely, like if my brothers needed a kidney right now or needed me to help bury a body, even though we don't talk, I'm there.
Because of family, it's family.
Yes, but they haven't done, I mean, Anne barely got through the beginning of this whole thing. So I don't.
I think if her mom was like trying to get clean or better her life or in some kind of way live a different lifestyle, but it's just like she just got in a car accident and now she's in this position. So it's.
But this is sometimes the catalyst that gets you there, right? Like she's in the is she cleaner now that she's in the hospital? I mean, obviously she can't do drugs and drink in the hospital. So could this be the beginning of a new relationship for you, Anne?
I mean, I don't know if you've ever experienced someone who's drug addicted. It doesn't take a shot in the hospital with IV, you know.
Yeah.
This is a pattern that most people never get out of.
And you're right. And Anne, let's say you do the better person thing and you help your mom through this time. Being an addict, she's going to turn around and screw you over again, probably. So you can get that satisfaction of being the better person. That there's nothing wrong with that. But you're, it's like Slacker said, you're putting yourself out there to get screwed all over.
You're Charlie Brown trying to kick the football again. And it's
you're
like
stepping on the same rake, bashing yourself in the face over and over.
So then, are you saying, Steve, that you're a hard no?
You know, and we both talked about this, Slacker. If Jeffrey Dahmer was my brother, I would write him off. To me, family does not infinite and beyond. Blood doesn't cover every. I don't know.
I Amber, where are you? Because like, I'm leaning towards. I mean, we're obviously going to get a bunch of people to call in and try to help you. But Amber, you're the least jaded amongst the three of us.
Well, I don't know. So I have estrangement in my family too, and it's one of those things like you can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves, and then she's harming herself by giving so much energy and effort that she doesn't really have to give to this person that doesn't really want to get their act together and has hurt her. And then it's just going to keep that cycle going. Like the hurt won't end. You know, it's like, at what point do you have to just say, I got to just look out for myself.
And Anne, to me, it kind of sounds like you're reaching out to us for validation. Maybe you've kind of, you're hoping
that everybody says it's okay that you don't help her.
So you don't feel as guilty when you do not help her. Yeah.
Right.
In a lot of cases, I would be being the devil's advocate here, but I'm telling you from my heart, I have FOMO really bad. I have fear of missing out. If this were the time that your mom actually did get clean and that she was on the right path or that she's not going to make it and you missed your opportunity for some finality to it, I feel like you would kick yourself.
Yeah.
But having said that, my FOMO has put me in positions like you talked about, Amber, where I keep chasing this thing that's never going to happen. Right. But I'm just like, but what if? But what if? But what if?
And I'm doing the right thing by keep chasing it.
I've forgiven a cheater 20 times going, this time, this time, this time. And it's like, eventually you got to go.
They're not changing.
You know, they're not.
And I want to give you a hug. This is not.
It's a tough situation.
Hang on right there, Anne. We're going to get some other people to either give you what you're looking for, the validation, or maybe give you some clarity on how, aside you're not seeing, how it could work out. Okay, don't move.
I know.
I don't disagree with either one of you saying.
I'm the same with you guys.
Cut and run, man. But I
see all facets of this. Does she roll the dice one more time?
With the woman who's done nothing but hurt you your whole life.
She gave her life, but then after that didn't do anything for her life.
And I'm normally the one who really sticks up for parents because like what you said, they gave you life, but that's just a biological process. That wasn't some grand gesture where like I gave a kidney. It's like you didn't have a choice. You had a baby growing in you. I mean, you had a choice earlier, but like past that, all you did was push a baby out, and so you went through 9 months and then gave her the rest of her life of hell. If you can help Anne, she's obviously hurt and needs your advice. Dodie?
Yay. Hi. So I'm going to make a really long story short. I have a similar situation. It wasn't drugs and alcohol, but it was emotional and physical abuse.
Okay.
And I learned the hard way that she's got to take care of herself first.
Yes.
And if she's not happy with that, you know what? I'm going to tell you again, I had not talked to my mom for 2 years. Last year, I got a call from my brother that she has dementia / Alzheimer's now, and I had to stop my life so we could get her safe. But she's safe now, and there are plenty of people out there that can help her mother. She doesn't have to do it.
Wow.
Not if it hurts her that bad. There's plenty of resources, plenty of resources.
And it's not your mom was never there for you, so why do you, like,
yeah.
But it's,
exactly.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but.
Right.
No, it doesn't make, two don't make a right, but her, and honestly, you take care of yourself before you can take care of others. And if she's not okay inside with the situation, it's just going to cause more and more trauma, and it's just going to keep re-aggravating the situation. So until she's okay with what happened and she's okay herself, I don't think that she should engage in with her mother.
Did you stop loving your mom then too?
No,
okay.
I, you know what? I forgave her. I love her. And honestly, so I will tell you, I love my parents because they are my parents. But that doesn't mean I have to like them.
Okay.
Yep. Wow.
There it is. There's a difference.
Well,
there's a difference.
Yes. Thank you. Stephanie.
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
So my mom is neglectful and abusive and a drug addict and alcoholic. And I was cooking by the time I was like 5 years old.
Oh,
and I went through therapy and worked really hard with my therapist to actually mourn her as if she were dead. And had to just let it go and let her go because she's lived with me. She's borrowed money. Like, I've tried to do everything I can as an adult, and the behavior never changes.
So in your brain right now, your mom is dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
I had to just let it go.
Yeah.
It was painful, but she wasn't a mom anyway. She was a lady that gave birth to me, and I had to be my mom growing up.
You right. did.
Wow, cooking at five, that is really...
That's sick. That's a crime.
It really... Wow, thank you for calling us, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Hopefully Anne will do well with that advice. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
So basically, from I'm actually a recovered addict myself. I've been clean a little more than 3 years.
Good for you.
Thank you. My advice would be, unless she is 100% ready to turn her life around, I think you should not help her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's really hard, but it would basically be enabling her to, like, continue this behavior and continue what she's doing. And you would start thinking, oh, like, my daughter's going to rescue me from any situation
that's
I get
true.
Myself in.
Wow.
Yeah, so just coming from a personal standpoint, you know, I was able to turn my life around after I was given one chance by my family. They said that we will help you one time, but you have to be 100% ready to turn your life around. And I knew that was the only chance I had, and I took it. And I'm incredibly grateful for that chance. But if she is...
Oh, I think we lost her. But I mean...
Okay.
Good advice, though.
Right.
I mean, we're going to take one more call here, but is anybody saying stay?
No.
Not yet.
Sarah?
Yay.
Yay.
You get last word. What do you think?
Well, my mom's not a drug addict, but I will tell you, I have been physically or mentally and verbally abused my entire life. And I have been in her position for the past many years. And I will tell you, as many times as you go back to her and as many times as you try to help her, she will continue to use you because that is the type of person that she is.
There it is.
And, you know, she may have brought you into this world, but doing what she has done, she is not your mother. And until she proves that she's trying to get help or anything like that, feel free to talk to her and whatnot. But you need to run. You need to stay as far away from her as possible until she gets back on life track for her so she doesn't ruin your life.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. I stand corrected, guys.
Wow.
You and Amber both said run.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the right answer.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.